Welcome to America's Commercial Real Estate Show, your source for market intel, forecasts, and strategies. This segment is brought to you by Bull Realty. If you want to buy, sell, or lease commercial real estate, land, or multifamily in the Southeast U.S., check out bullrealty.com or contact me directly, michael@bullrealty.com. Well, one of the things that we are very interested in the commercial real estate industry is education as training. You know, one of the things I see from folks, especially again in the brokerage world where I am, it's that lack of education and training that really makes it tough for people to do well. And no matter what you're going to do in commercial real estate, whether it's development or ownership or, you know, anything in the commercial real estate world, it's good to get that great education behind you. Well, let's hear about that. Please welcome my guest. It's David Ling, and he's professor of real estate at the University of Florida. And we're talking to him on Zoom here. David, good to see you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us about your program there at the University of Florida and how long you guys have been doing it and the size of the program.
Well, I guess real estate education at UF goes back all the way to 1945. It's sort of our first degree program. So we've been doing this a long time. Our flagship program, the one that gets the most attention, is the Nathan S. Collier Masters of Science in Real Estate program, which we sort of brought into existence about 1980, because we perceived a need for additional training. As you well know, many people come to the real estate industry from various backgrounds, sometimes law, sometimes finance, sometimes journalism, sometimes engineering. And so what our program tries to do is give students the tools to compete effectively in the competitive commercial real estate market.
Yeah, so you have the master's program. Any other degrees?
We have an undergraduate real estate minor that typically about 150 students that have that degree. And then the one thing worth mentioning is that the master's program has two tiers to that, or two flights. One is the traditional program. People come to us after having finishing their undergrad, sometimes with some full-time work experience, but always with some internship experience. But then what we call a combined program is a great deal for students. They're able to apply to the master's program and, if qualified, get accepted while they're still undergrads. And then they're able to double count 12 credit hours toward both their master's degree and their undergraduate degree.
That's great. And, you know, your campus there is beautiful. It's in Gainesville, Florida, which is a great place to be. But are all the classes in person, or are there some options online as well?
Yeah, that's a question we get asked frequently. And again, many other schools have weekend options, nighttime options, part-time options. As I say, perhaps impolitely, a butts in the seats program. It's a full-time in-residence program. So the students, the traditional students, come to us for 10 months, and we always tell the students, the good news is it's only a 10-month program. The bad news is it's a 10-month program. They work quite hard. In fact, some of them come in thinking that they can still do some part-time work, et cetera, but they quickly realize that the demands of the program are such that they need to focus on the program exclusively.
Right. What are some of the more popular classes that your students really like, or that really help them when they get into the real world?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we always poll the students when they arrive and say, what are you interested in? Are you interested in development? Are you interested in commercial real estate brokerage? Are you interested in mortgage lending? And I would say probably half the hands go up for development. Development, I think, is the more visible thing. It's perhaps the sexiest of the different ways in which a student can go. But what's interesting is once the students are a little more immersed in the program and get exposed to other potential career paths, many of them change their mind. Not that many are still interested in development, but I would say currently what many people call private equity real estate is an area that the students become greatly interested in, right? So we still place a lot of students with the big banks and even some of the medium banks and commercial lending positions. Very few do appraisal, although some do. More of our undergrads that finish with a minor, in fact, start off on an appraisal career track. But yeah, we send it to development, to mortgage lending, to private equity, to various different sort of professions. But and interestingly, I think you'll appreciate this. I'm always telling the students, look, commercial real estate brokerage is a really good way to start. Many are a little bit afraid about, you know, the commission-based structure, but most of the firms that hire our master students into commercial real estate, they go to work on a team. They're essentially support analysts for the major brokers with whom they're working, and they'll typically get paid a salary for several years until they have to make the decision as to whether they want to sort of become producers and become full-time brokers or not. So there's great opportunities to learn about commercial real estate if you're working under some very experienced brokers. See lots of deal flow, sometimes different property types, different markets, et cetera. So I think it's a great way to start a career.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we do the same thing in our brokerage firm headquartered here in Atlanta, where we bring on interns and we also bring in full-time folks as analysts and business development, transaction management. You can certainly learn a lot and learn how to do the brokerage world by seeing it and being involved in it. How are your graduates finding the job market right now compared to normal times, if you will?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a tougher market, and I think there's a great deal of uncertainty out there among some of the employers. And one of the gratifying things about our master's program is we have employers come back, if not every year, many years. I mean, I can think of Stiles down at Fort Lauderdale. I mean, they must have more than a half dozen MSRE students working for them. And they come back because they understand the product, right? They understand the courses that the students take. They understand the exposure that the students get to industry professionals, why they're in the program. I mean, we may be in Gainesville, which is 2 hours from the 2 hours from Tampa and 2 hours from Orlando and 2 hours from Jacksonville, quite a ways from Miami. But I mean, we have people on campus all the time. We have two different industry people presenting to the students tomorrow, for example. But despite that, it appears that this year we might not have 100% of our MSRE students placed by graduation, which is coming up in early May. I think we've got 25 of the 45 or so have job offers and have accepted positions at this time. But there is a little more uncertainty in the market. So I think the students, the faculty, the career service people that support them in their job searches, I think everyone's having to work a little harder this spring. So. And I'm sure that's consistent with what you see in here in your business and elsewhere, right? There's just more uncertainty about where this market is going than there was in prior years.
And what's the trend there, David, compared to previous years for job placement before finishing the program?
As I said, yeah, usually pretty much all the students are placed at graduation. There might be one sometimes that's looking to, you know, move to southern San Diego because of family reasons, so they might not have a job wrapped up by graduation, but typically 100% of the students are placed. This year, I think it's we're probably sitting more like at 60% right now. Now, we still got 6 or 7 weeks to go to graduation, and I see job opportunities come across my desk almost every day, so there are opportunities out there. But I think the difference is, and we tell the students this, they need to be a little more open to perhaps different career paths, perhaps different markets. I mean, in the past, we've had students just that, you know, I want to go to Miami or I want to go to Tampa. And there were enough job opportunities that allowed them to do that. But I think this year we're encouraging them to be a little more open with the idea being that your first job is not necessarily your last job.
Good point. Well, we're open for business in Atlanta. So if anyone's looking,
indeed,
like Atlanta.
Indeed.
So David, what ranking, I know there's some systems that kind of rank the programs, what's the situation there with your program?
Well, I'll tell you two things that have always kind of been a pleasant surprise. The U.S. News and World Report that probably gets the most attention that ranks undergraduate real estate majors. For decades, we've been ranked fifth, sixth, seventh in the U.S. in that ranking. Which is kind of interesting because we don't have an undergraduate major, we have an undergraduate minor. But I think, maybe modesty aside, I think that speaks to the reputation that the program, that the faculty, that the Bergstrom Real Estate Center have across the U.S. And beyond. But there is an entity called Ed Universal which ANLI ranks specialized master's programs in the U.S. and elsewhere. And for 4 or 5 years now, I've lost track. And Universal has ranked us as the number one specialized master's program in real estate in the U.S.
Wow, so, number one's a good place to be.
among publics, number three among public and private. So.
Okay. And what are they? What is the criteria they use? Do you know?
I should study a little bit more. They look at placement record. They look at student satisfaction. They actually track down and ask students. They look at starting salaries. They look at a variety of things. But again, it's just an indication that we're doing some things.
Yeah,
doing some things out here.
Well, David, what do you hear, feel, kind of see that are some of the skills and traits that some of us need to would do well to spend more time perfecting in this market in this day and time?
Well, so of course the thing we hear always is the students need to learn more Excel. I mean, Excel's pushed excessively in our program. In my graduate course, all the homework assignments are Excel based. But we have a class that we call Real Estate Research and Technology that a separate class in which they learned Argus, in which they learned to use CoStar, which they get advanced training in Excel. And so I think that the cover charge, if you will, with some employers is that we need to train them up on all the basics of real estate. They need to understand risk return, discounted cash flow, waterfalls and cash flow distributions, the different types of mortgage debt, and many other sort of basic topics. But they also, of course, are looking for students that are well trained with respect to databases and programs that are widely used. And the thing we also hear all the time, of course, is they want the students to communicate and be able to speak and write well. And so I think one of the things we try to do is make sure that the students, as I said, have a lot of interaction with industry professionals. And I would add, we have just to make sure that folks understand that we have something called the Bergstrom Real Estate Center here, and the Bergstrom Real Estate Center is a phenomenal support group for our students, right? They have an industry advisory board that mentors students. They have separate meetings across the state and elsewhere that students are invited to. Dr. Tim Becker, who's the executive director of that center, is actively involved in coaching students, mentoring students. He comes to us from industry, so has great experience there. So we realize that the faculty are great, and I think most of us follow what's going on in the real world and can advise students. But having some staff over at the Bergstrom Center to support the students as well, it's important. So I guess in a nutshell, then we try to train them on the basics, but we also try to train them how to behave and act as professionals. And that is really easy with some of the students. There's always a few that take a little more coaching.
Yeah, well, I like that, especially the Argus and the communication.
What? Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
That's real important. Well, David, what would you leave our audience with to think about the program there?
Well, I think that it certainly has a lot of national and even international reputation now. I was just at a meeting in Orlando last week with the American Real Estate Society. And I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said they used the textbook that Wayne Archer and I write and produce going into its eighth edition. So, certainly people are aware of the faculty here. They're aware of the textbook, which is by far the best-selling principles textbook out there. And they're also aware of the research, the Bergstrom Center, et cetera. So I think that we offer a great deal of value add, relatively inexpensive school, especially for undergrads, and with the program that we put together, with our support that we get from the industry, with the support that we get from the Bergstrom Center, I think students will tell you here that there's tremendous opportunity to not just get educated and get that degree, but to build a lifelong network while they're in school. I hear all the time from ex-students that still communicate with the mentors that they had while they're in the program, doing business with some of their mentors, and interacting with other with other folks that are in the sort of the spirit influence of our department. So it's a great alumni group, but also, I mean, our supporters, many of them reside in Florida, but many of them do work across the country and across the world. So we have tons of connections pretty much anywhere a student would want to go.
Wow. Well, that's an awesome program, awesome staff there. And David, thank you so much for being on the show again. I know it's been a few years, so thank you.
A pleasure catching up with you, Michael. Take care.
All right. Thank you. If you'd like to learn more about the University of Florida Real Estate Program, I'll give you their website. Obviously, you can Google that, but it's warrington.ufl.edu. And we'll put this link on the show website here. We'll also put a link to the textbook. Sounds like we all should get that and read it because I haven't read that one yet. So thank you for joining us. And until next week, be sure you always lead, learn, and laugh. And join us for America's Commercial Real Estate Show. America's Commercial Real Estate Show is brought to you by Bullitt Realty. For commercial brokerage sales and leasing in the Southeast U.S., contact our show host by email at michael@bullittrealty.com. By Commercial Agent Success Strategies, 21 incredible one-hour agent training videos. Learn more at commercialagentsuccess.com. And by Lument. For senior housing, healthcare, and multifamily financing, visit lument.com. For more podcasts and videos, subscribe and visit creshow.com.